The unrest in Libya has also forced many Libyans to leave, and a growing number of them are making Tunisia their temporary home, perhaps as many as a million or two. Most have no idea when or even if they'll be able to go back to their country. Kiran Alvi has a story of one Libyan family waiting things out in Tunis.
This is Fatima El Ahmer's situation. She went to Tunisia with her husband and three children in the beginning of last summer. It was supposed to be a short trip, but soon after they arrived, the fighting back home in Libya intensified. Militant Islamists began a violent campaign to take over the airport in Tripoli, and then Fatima got a call.
My family called me by the phone and said to me, there's a bomb in front of your home.
That's when Fatima realized she might not be going home soon. She kept calling, but she couldn't always get through, and the family was running out of cash because the banks in Libya weren't transferring money. She says it was a very tough time, that she was embarrassed because the banks were closed. Another problem was that a lot of Libyan families had to squeeze together in an apartment or house to save money on rent. Fatima says while she waited, she just watched the news.
Psychiatrically, we are very, very bad. When you see your country is destroyed, and you cannot do anything. Just you watch.
1 month passed like this, then another. Then came September, and another problem caught up with them. There was no school for Fatima's three children. Libyans aren't allowed to go to Tunisian public schools, but even if they could, there is a language barrier. Tunisian schools teach many classes in French, while most Libyans learn Arabic and English. And with the family's finances quickly dwindling, private schools weren't an option.
We want to support our kids, but how? It's so difficult.
Then the family had a piece of luck. In October, a Libyan school opened in Tunis, a place for the growing number of refugees.
25 minutes later,
and the classes are taught in English.
Exactly the same as the first one. But it is 8:50 and we're gonna...
I transfer from the depression to, I'm happy now. I'm so happy, you know. My kids enter to the school.
It is a private school. But Fatima, who is a pharmacist, took a job teaching science to help cover the cost for her three kids. Of course, she says, she wants her children in school so that they can have a normal life. But it's about more than that. Fatima says education is an act of defiance against the extremists back home.
بفضل ما نستعملوش مصطلح اسلامك ما همش من الاسلام لا ينتموا للاسلام اللي هم قاعدين يقطعوا في روس اسلام.
She says educating children prevents the next generation from being brainwashed by ISIS and Al-Qaeda, groups that attack English language schools out of hatred for the West.
So how we can attack them? Not by the gun, but learning, you see?
She says her kids are happy now, but there is a deadline looming. Her 14-year-old son is finishing 8th grade, and the school doesn't go beyond that. Fatima doesn't know what she'll do in the fall if they can't go home by then. But don't pity her, she says. She knows they're luckier than many others.
We are strong.
For The World, I'm Kiran Alvi, Tunis.